The NCCE has killed up education on peace and youth activist programs in 85 noted conflict zones around the country. The director of programs of the NCCE, Samuel Ikwamua, told Radio Ghana that the teams are deepening youth discussions to ensure peace in these areas after the Supreme Court's verdict on the 2012 presidential election petition. Films are also being shown on conflict and the repercussions. Mr. Ikwamua spoke with George Ankara.
The commission, as part of its normal work, has been doing education on tolerance for the 2012 post-elections activity. But considering the issue pending before the Supreme Court, we have scaled up education in most flashpoint areas that are noted for conflict or that have the potential to generate conflict. And we are undertaking youth activist programs that's engaging the political party youth activists on non-violence issues and also undertaking community engagement through community debates and doing focus group discussions with opinion leaders and community leaders. We are also engaging our IPDCs. We have inter-party dialogue committees across the country in all the constituencies. So we are also engaging them on non-violence and to also get them to accept the final verdict of the Supreme Court on the issue pending before it.
If you talk of conflict zones, which areas are you looking at? Kumasi and where? Which other regions?
Well, some areas are not noted for violence or conflict, I said, but they have
the only region that has not got one at the moment.
The eastern region, we are targeting the Krobo areas. In the Greater Accra region, we are targeting Ashama. In fact, the whole of Greater Accra, but we are focusing and deepening work in Ashama and the Accra Metro proper. In the Volta region, we are looking at Hohoi. We are looking at the Biakuye area. In the Bronahafu region, we are looking at Atibubu, Amantin. We are also looking at Tu, which is Yeji, Kwame Dansu and some other areas. In fact, across the regions, we have selected over 85 potential areas that we think they can fall to conflict.
How is it going?
It's going very well. It's going very well, except that we are a grassroots organization. So we are doing all this work in the community. And we believe that people will not judge the commission by what they see in the media, but by finding out what is going on in the community, because we are a grassroots organization. Yesterday, for instance, we held a big community Beba at Kodie in the Fijakwabre district. We also held another one in Daumase, which is the Kwabre Mampontin area. And we are on. It's going on very well. We are also using film that traces sources of conflict, the cause of conflict, how countries can fail, how states can fail through some petty issues, petty conflicts that are similar to the happenings of Ghana.
Mr. Ikwamua, are chiefs also involved and the political parties?
Sure. Chiefs are involved. In all the communities, we make sure the chiefs are targeted. We also ensure that in the youth activist programs, we get the police, the security agencies, the police in particular, the police commanders, to give highlights on the Public Order Act so that when people want to do anything, they know we are working in an environment or we are living in an environment which is regulated by law.
Would you say that the responses you are receiving as a result of the film shows and the discussions you are having with the people, they are getting the import of your discussions?
Sure. Wherever the programs have been held and I have been available, and where I have not even been available but I get the feedback in terms of report, it's positive.
Samuel Ikwamua is the director of programs of the NCCE.